Jim and the Brent Colley Court. I'm Larry Spence along with Marty, and we'll take you through tonight's SCA action between the Willow Springs Bears and the Mountain Grove Panthers. Another SCA game. This one will be on the home floor as compared to Tuesday night. I still have not gotten that out of my system. Bitter loss.
Yeah,
the Bears took an overtime, 54-52 to the Ava Bears. Just a lot of things happening in that game that left kind of a raw taste in your mouth, or did me anyway. And if I were a Bear, I'd have a hard time getting over it. Hopefully these guys are young and resilient and, they're ready to go, ready to go out and beat somebody. But, man, that was a tough game on Tuesday night. I won't dwell on it.
No, it was a gut punch. It really was.
It was tough. It was hard to take.
Bears
anyway.
Were the better team.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, shots didn't fall, and in the foul situation, we probably went on
probably too much about that.
Much about that, but it was factual, and we'll leave it there. That was a tough loss for the Bears. And Ava's interesting because they do play everybody close. This Mountain Grove team, who the Bears are playing tonight, so they beat Ava by 20 points, no problem.
Yeah,
Ava before Willow had beaten Kabul. Kabul beat Mountain Grove last night, or not last night, but on Tuesday night by 7 points. So it's just kind of one of those years in the SBA where everybody but there, you just on a given night could rise up and beat you.
Well, and this Mountain Grove team is talented.
Oh, yeah.
That's why another reason that you hate to have a game like come off a game like Ava and have to play a team like this, because this Mountain Grove team is as talented as anybody in the conference, with the exception probably of Thayer, but
and
they
deep.
Are
and they got the
deep. Yeah, they got people coming off the bench that are just as good. In fact, the starters tonight are going to vary from what we saw last time with Lake Mountain Grove.
Yeah.
So Coach O just shifts them around and does a good job over there with them, and he's got some good players. So it's a team you hate to play, but hey, get up for it and go.
Looking through their schedule, they're 10-10. Now, we've done a few Mountain Grove games. Now at 500, they've got a tough schedule just like the Bears. So to be 10-10 at this point, pretty good for the Panthers.
Yeah.
They've been hot lately. The Bears beat them back on the 2nd of December. That was in the Strapper tournament, the opening tournament. And the Bears won that 73-66, but put an asterisk by it because Henry, Mountain Grove's leading scorer, was out in that game. So the Panthers, without their leading scorer, the Bears were able to win by 7, but you would think having him back in the lineup certainly makes it at least a coin flip for tonight. Panthers lost to Gainesville back in January, 54-51. That's the Bears' opponent tomorrow afternoon. We'll talk more about that at halftime, but a 3-point loss to Gainesville. Then the Panthers got hot in the Panther Classic. We were there for a couple of those broadcasts.
Hey, it's in their gym, and I can understand why.
They were the 7th seed. They took out the number 2-seeded Forsyth team. Then they beat Liberty in an impressive fashion and, of course, lost the championship to Hartville. But,
Who does win against Hartville?
No problem there.
Yeah.
Then they rolled off 3 more wins, beat Houston badly, beat Licking by 14, good Licking team.
Yeah.
And then, like we said, beat Ava 80-60 before losing to Kabul. Kabul's got a good team as well. No disrespect to
Where
Kabul.
Was that game at?
That was in Mountain Grove.
Okay.
Wow.
Kabul beat That's impressive.
Grove at the arena.
That's impressive.
72-65. Bears play Mountain Grove on Tuesday.
They play them tonight.
I'm sorry, Kabul on Tuesday. They do play Mountain Grove tonight. And then Gainesville tomorrow. So the Panthers have been hot lately. They're deep. They will run up and down the floor, and that depth really helps Coach O and what he wants to do.
It's high octane. It's fun to watch. If you're a spectator of high school basketball, this is the kind of team you like to watch because they get it up and down the floor quick all night long. They're fast. They're quick. They're agile. He shifts people in and out, and they're fun to watch and scary.
I think
you're the opponent.
Your favorite stat, turnovers, is going to be huge tonight for the Panthers. We did that game against Forsyth that Mountain Grove had. Mountain Grove won that game and had 20-plus turnovers and won.
Yeah.
So this is a team, and we've seen them a couple times. They'll turn the ball over. They'll take their turnovers and take their chances trying to get up and down the floor. So the Bears can exploit that if they're opportunistic about it. That's one thing that the Bears didn't. one of the multitude of problems there was the Bears got their turnovers, but they didn't get any points off of them.
And yeah, the Ava Bears
got to get points off those turnovers.
Yeah, Ava Bears had 16 and we had 4. And I mean, that's, you just
lost by 2.
Who
yeah.
won that game? Well, right. It wasn't the one that had 16 turnovers or 4 turnovers.
So anyway. Turnover is not always the story,
not
the Bears are going to have to get points off those turnovers tonight if they want to take out the Mountain Grove Panthers. A good crowd here tonight on a Friday night. This is the second to last home game of the year for the Bears. They'll have senior night on Tuesday and then wrap up the regular season next Friday at Houston, and we'll preview the district tournament a little bit coming up at halftime. So both those brackets for the girls and boys have been released, and we'll have a little district tournament preview coming up at the half. We're about ready for the national anthem and the starting lineup. When we come back in 2 minutes, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back at Willow Springs, here with the starting lineup, public address announcer Chris Wagoner.
And Donnie Anderson. The Panthers have a record of 10-10, 2-2 in the SCA. Starting tonight for Mountain Grove, at guard, a 6-foot senior, number 5, Bryland Mayberry. At guard, a 5'10 senior, number 10, Peyton Shannon. At guard, a 5'10 sophomore, number 14, Aiden Eastep. At forward, a 6'3 senior, number 15, Bradley Henry. And at guard, a 5'10 senior, number 21, Frank Dirksy the Freer. Coach Obishaw and the Mountain Grove Panthers. And now, the starting lineup for the Willow Springs Bears. The Bears are coached by Dustin Forrest, assisted by James Lee and Tanner Barnes. The Bears have a record of 9-13, 1-3 in the SCA. Starting tonight for the Bears, at guard, a 6-foot junior, number 0, Jake Rogers. At guard, a 5'9 sophomore, number 1, Colby James. At guard, a 5'10 freshman, number 3, Brady Jenny. At guard, a 6'foot senior, number 5, Aiden Stewart. And at forward, a 6'4 junior, number 41, Braxton Wilbank. Coach Forrest is the Bear.
If this is not contest,
all right, thanks to Coach Wagner. Always gets me fired up and ready to play. With the starting lineup tonight, Bears in their home white with the maroon trim. Of course, Panthers also maroon. They're in their road maroons with the gray trim. And, again, a good crowd here tonight here at Mumford Gym for an SCA battle between Mountain Grove and Willow Springs. There's the whistle. And Syke, as the official did not throw the ball, both players jump, Wilbanks and Henry. Both went for it. They both came back down, and now we're ready to go. It's thrown up. Bears control the tip. Stewart spins around, hands it off to Colby James, and we're underway from the Brent Colley court. Colby to the right side. He'll hand it off to Rogers. Rogers up top. Brady James, right wing. He'll dribble to the free throw line into the corner. Aiden Stewart for 3. No good. Rebound underneath by Colby. Put it up. No, but he's fouled. And Colby James will go to the line shooting 2 for the Bears. Bears pretty aggressive early on offense. You left shooting night earlier in the week at Ava. Hopefully these rims are a little more positive to the Bear attack.
It, Henry picks up the foul for Mountain Grove.
Free throw is good by Colby. Barry, the Panthers' leading scorer.
Bears missed a lot of free throws the other night, too. And
Colby misses
there.
His second, and it's 1-0 Willow. 30 seconds into the ball game. Henry across midcourt. He'll give to Mayberry. Mayberry at the logo. We'll look back at the coach. Get to Shannon. Shannon and Mayberry will play catch. Bears coming out of 42 zone. Panthers. Wombat to DeVries. He's a new one in the starting lineup. Mayberry rockets it underneath through the hand of DeVries out of bounds. There we go. It'll be bare ball. There's a turnover. A little too much juice on the pass from Mayberry. Here's the 1-0 lead, looking for more. Colby across the midcourt stripe. He'll hand it to Wilbanks. Wilbanks up top, drives in, kicks it to Rogers in the corner, open 3. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound Panthers. Henry swings it back the other way, quickly to DeVries. Three is blocked out of bounds by eight. Stewart, good also by Stewart to get back, block it into the Bear bench, and the Panthers will take it out of bounds. DeVries thought he had an open three, but it closed quickly. Panthers get the inbound. DeVries on the right side in the corner. Henry for three, no good. Rebound tipped up and in. We're going to give it to Mayberry, but it was actually Stewart that helped tip it in, going for the rebound. 2-1, Panthers on top. Colby across midcourt to Brady. Right side for Stewart. Holds it low, gives it to Wilbanks up top. Wilbanks to Colby. Might have got away with the travel there. Crosses it over, gets up top to Rogers on the left side. Rogers to Brady on the left side. Back up to Jace. He'll dribble to the right, leaves it for Colby. Colby to Brady, has it go through his hands, out of bounds. Bears with the turnover. 6:14 to go, first quarter. Low scoring start with Mountain Grove leading 2-1. Mayberry will walk it across midcourt. Casually gets it across the timeline. He'll bounce it left side for DeVries. Back up top to Mayberry. Mayberry rockets it right to Aiden Stewart. Stewart back the other way. Dribbles through traffic. Stops in front of the Panther bench. Up top to Rogers. Jace takes off to the block to the basket. Lays it up and in. Good drive by the junior, and the Panthers throw it away on the other end, going too fast, trying to go to DeVries, and they turn it over again.
Well,
there you go. We warned you there would be some turnovers. 3-2. Bears, 5:40 to go first quarter. Colby across the timeline. To Wilbanks at the free throw line. Wilbanks takes off to the block to the basket, blocked by Henry. Panthers back the other way, 2-on-2. Mayberry to the basket and lays it up and in. Rylan Mayberry made the all-tournament team in Mountain Grove, and he's got the Panthers back in front, 4-3. Colby across midcourt for the Bears. Crosses it over, hands to Brady on the right side. Brady to the free throw line, no looks it into the corner for Stewart. Stewart picks up his dribble, needs some help, fires to Rogers. Rogers in front of the bleachers, gets to the free throw line, pitches to Brady James for three, no good. Off the back of the rim, Stewart gets the rebound for Willow. Aiden to Wilbanks up top. Braxton's got two guys chasing him, gets to the free throw line, fires to Stewart in the corner for three, got it. The senior with a three, and the Bears back in front, 6-4. Mayberry up top to Henry on the right side. Henry goes to work. Nice dish to DeVries. Lays it up. No good. Stewart with the rebound. There's our first foul of the game. Or second foul, rather, comes on Estep. Or Estep. Estep. E-S-T-E-P. Bears leading 6-4. Nearing the halfway point in the first quarter. Colby will bring it across the timeline. Wilbanks up top. Braxton pivots. Gives it to Rogers. Open three. Left side. No good. Rebound tipped out. Controlled by Henry and the Panthers. Henry spins across midcourt. Quick pass to Mayberry. Mayberry, nice feed inside. Shot up. No good. Rebound Colby James. Colby through traffic. Lots of contact. No whistle. Gets it to Stewart. Stewart backs it out. Colby for three. No good. Rebound Mountain Grove. Panthers. The Mayberry lays it up and in. Transition basket for the Panthers.
That's what they like to do, yep.
We're tied at 6. 3:50 to go first quarter. If you like your basketball up and down the floor, it's entertaining.
Well, they've gotten all their baskets off of transition, and that's what they specialize in.
Wilbanks up top. Brady James right side. Up top, Colby drives right side into the corner. Rogers, head fake, drives in. Kicks it to Brady James. Open three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound. Mayberry has it tipped out of bounds by Colby, but it'll stay with Mountain Grove. And here comes a couple of subs in for Coach O as Destin Hunger and
Emery.
Brody Emery. Emery, freshman, is a talented freshman for the Panthers. Mountain Grove has the bench to keep their players fresh. Willow. Not a real deep bench. 3:10 to go first quarter. Tied at 6. We'll switch into more of a 2-1-2 zone here. Up top, Mayberry going to spot for 3, and he's got it. Mayberry for 3. It's 9-6 Mountain Grove.
Mayberry 9, Bears 6.
Got all 9 points for the Panthers. 2:50 to go first quarter. Grove by 3. Colby, free throw line. Jumper, good. Colby just pulls up, gets the Bears back to within 1. Henry on the left side. Cross-court pass to Emery. Emery hands it off. Now flinging it back up top to Mayberry. Mayberry drives on Rogers. Has it stripped by Colby. Ahead to Brady. Brady to the basket. Lays it up and in. James to James. And the Bears back up by 1. 10-9 Willow. 2:20 to go first quarter. Mayberry left side. Takes off and a little hand check by Colby James will be the first Bear foul of the quarter. Mayberry will inbound to Henry at midcourt. Emery up top. Holds it above his head. Back to Henry. It's over his option. They throw it inside. Mayberry has it stripped by Wilbank. Jump ball. Possession arrow will stay with Mountain Grove, but good hustle by Wilbank.
It is. Guy, you like to have Wilbanks in the lineup for his height because he does. He's talented. He's got some height, and he creates something inside that we didn't have earlier with Thompson in there.
Emery was going to inbound. Now they'll switch him out for Mayberry with 2 minutes to go first quarter into Emery, and he lays it up and in.
That was too easy.
Yeah, way too easy. Emery with a chip shot. Mountain Grove back in front. 11-10. Colby across midcourt. Colby. He's around his defender. Rogers in the corner for 3. No good. Contact. No whistle. Wilbanks with the rebound. Put it up. Missed it. Rebound tipped. Tipped again. Wilbanks tips it out to Colby. Colby up top. Pull up for a long 2. Got it. Colby.
Good job on Wilbanks, too.
Yes.
Just keep that ball alive.
Grove wants to answer for 3. No good. Skims the top of the rim. Stewart with the rebound. Aiden across midcourt. Stewart provides some good rebounds for the Bears. Wilbanks up top, pulls back for 3. No good. Off the back of the rim. All measures is there for the rebound. Henry left side. Looks down low. He'll spin it up top. Mayberry pulls back for 3. No good. And there's Stewart again for the rebound.
All Bears for the rebound that time.
Colby's going to slow it down a little bit with a minute to go first quarter. Willow leading 12-11. In an entertaining first quarter here at Mumford Gym. Rogers left side. Up top, Wilbanks to Colby on the right wing. Up top, Stewart to Wilbanks. There's Colby underneath on the block. Put it up. Missed it. Good look. Wouldn't fall. Panthers with the rebound and 35 seconds to go in the first. Panthers not the type of team that normally will play for the last shot.
I think Coach O wants them to this time, I think.
Henry. Bounces it into the corner. There's a 3. Got it. Peyton Shannon for 3. And the Panthers back in front. 14-12. 15 seconds to go first quarter. Bears will try to finish with a bang here. Colby across midcourt with 8. Colby to the right side. Gets around the defender. Big jump stop. Put it up short with 3. With 2. Mayberry from half court. No good at the end of the first quarter. From Mumford Gym, Mountain Grove leading Willow 14-12. Come back in a minute. Listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Second quarter getting in the way. Bears have the ball, and Panthers have the lead 14-12 as we enter the second frame.
Fun first quarter. Bears looking to get back on top as we start quarter number 2.
Brady Thompson in there for the Bears, replacing Wilbanks.
Stewart works it around the arc. Rogers in the corner up top. Brady James to the free throw line. Jumper is off the mark. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Panthers. Mayberry flips the head, throws it out of bounds. Really an unforced turnover there by the Panthers. Give it back to the Bears. Colby will walk it across midcourt. He'll be met there. Panthers sticking in a man defense here to start the second quarter. Colby lobs it to Thompson at the free throw line. He pivots, gives it back to Brady. Brady up top. Left side for Colby. Colby. Long jumper is no good. Henry with the rebound. Bears have gone cold. Panthers looking to increase their lead. Shannon for three. Got it. Check that. That's DeVry with the three. And the Panthers with their biggest lead of the night, 17-12. 5-point lead for Mountain Grove. Stewart to Rogers. Goes baseline. Tough shot. Won't go. Rebound tip and controlled by the Panthers. Then a foul on Rogers. Panthers will take it out of bounds. Notice the rebounding. You missed that 6'4 presence of Milbanks under that.
Yep, sure do.
The first on Rogers. Only the second total foul by the Bears. The officials, if the JV game is any indication, don't blow the whistle. Grove gets it left side, throws it underneath. Wide open, easy layup for Carson Allen. This end of the game, and the Panthers go up by 7. Timeout, Willow. Took a 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back at the Brent Colley Court, Sweet James brings it across the timeline. Panthers flying a little man pressure. Rogers on the right side. Panthers leading by 7 on a 5-0 run to start the second quarter, and now a steal. Thompson has it taken away by Mayberry. Mayberry to the rack, lays it up and in. The Panthers rolling here to start the second quarter, leading by 9. Bears need a basket. Bad. Colby to the top of the key. Brady left side. Brady dribbles up top. Goes to Rogers. Goes baseline. His pass taken away by Henry. Flips it right back to Colby. Colby in traffic. Pull-up jumper. No good. Rebound Mayberry over Thompson. Mayberry throws it in traffic. Rogers takes it away. Ahead to Colby. Colby waits for contact, puts it up, missed it. He'll go to the line shooting two, but that was a golden opportunity for an and one.
Yeah, missed so many shots inside already tonight.
Colby did exactly what you should do, waited for contact, put it up, and just couldn't get it to fall.
Foul on Mayberry is first.
Regardless, the Bears was an opportunity to get some points. It would be their first points of the second quarter. Colby's free throw is good. Colby can get the Bears back to within 7, and he cannot. It rims out. Unger there for the rebound. Panthers by 8. Henry brings it across midcourt himself. Looking over his options. He'll bounce it to Mayberry. Mayberry no looks at the Unger, who lays it up and in. Great play by Mayberry. Panthers go up by an even 10. Rogers into the front court. Bears had some momentum early, but weren't able to build up any kind of lead. Now trail by 10. Wilbanks getting ready to check back in. Stewart left side. Looking over his options. Bounces it into no man's land. Thompson comes out to get it. He'll give it to Brady James. To Colby at midcourt. 5 minutes left to go first half. Colby to the free throw line. And he's fouled by DeVry. Going for the steal. Too much contact. Willow will take it out of bounds in front of the Panther bench. And Wilbanks back into the ballgame. Thompson comes out. Willow trailing by 10. And not sure what's taking so long, but now we've got everybody set and ready to go. Stewart will inbound. Lob it into the backcourt for Rogers. Rogers across the timeline. Goes to the right side. Man defense. Rogers, right side. Jumper is good. Bears back with an 8. 4.5 minutes to go in the half. Mayberry to the free throw line. Gets rid of his defenders. Takes it to the rack. Lays it up and in. Mayberry is having a sensational first half.
13 points for Mayberry.
Rogers. Up top. Wilbanks. Didn't pull the trigger on an open three. He'll give it back to Rogers on the left side. To Colby at the logo. Colby crosses it over. Pull-up jumper is short. Henry with the rebound. Colby takes it away, and it's a jump ball with a quick whistle on the jump. I think that was either a foul or a steal, but we'll give it to Mountain Grove on the jump. Panthers by 10. Looking for more. They led by 2. At the end of the first quarter, but a strong second frame, strong 4 minutes here for the Panthers. Grove. Gets to the baseline. Kicks it back out to Mayberry. Mayberry has it taken away by James. Colby one-arms it to Jace. Rogers to the basket, and a charge called on Rogers. Debatable, but Mountain Grove got the call, and they'll get the ball back. Even the Panther players look surprised on that call. Two fouls on Rogers now. Henry across midcourt. Left side, Mayberry has it poked from behind. They'll get Colby for a foul.
Second foul on Colby,
that's
too.
Two apiece on the Bears' two leading scores. Game not trending in a good direction for Bear fans. Mayberry will inbound on the baseline. Holds it above his head, lobs it to Henry. Henry in the paint on Rogers, lays it up and in. 12-point lead for Mountain Grove.
Well, the Bears have been limited to three in this quarter. Good defense by Mountain Grove, I guess, is what you say.
It's aggressive. And when it works, it works. Rogers at the free throw line. Bends in the paint. Jumper good. Bears back to within 10. Mayberry across midcourt. One arms it underneath. It's tipped away by Stewart. Brady ahead to Rogers. Rogers pull up. Jumper good. Rogers trying to key a little comeback here. Bears trail by 8. Bears down by 12, but again, the Panthers will get sloppy with the ball at times. Mayberry, top of the key. Working on Colby. Bounces it into traffic. It's out of bounds, and another turnover on the Panthers. Giving Willow an opportunity to get back in it.
But again, turnovers aren't making any difference. They have 9 turnovers, but they lead by 8.
Yeah.
So they're just that kind of ball club.
Colby walks across midcourt. Youssef on him. Gives it to Rogers. Hands it back to Colby. Colby in front of the Grove bench. Sends it to Stewart. Stewart to Wilbanks left side. Pulls back for 3. It's an air ball out of bounds. No, it's saved by the Panthers. Mountain Grove back the other way. You don't mind Wilbanks taking, just nobody there to rebound. Mayberry across the timeline. Gives it to Emery, lobs it underneath to Henry. Henry sticks it out in the corner. 3 by the Panthers. No good. Rebound comes out to Brady James. Brady ahead to Rogers. Rogers, 2 minutes to go in the half. Grove leading by 8. Stewart, open 3. No good. Another air ball. And the Panthers take the rebound. Henry in transition. Bounces to Youssef. Lays it up and in. Panthers back in front by 10. Wilbanks to Stewart. Stewart is it for Wilbanks at the free throw line. Bears back to Colby, who nearly saves it from going back. He does. His heel hits the midcourt stripe, and the Bears will turn it over.
Bears have absolutely no confidence on the offensive end right now. It's just not there. They're not shooting with confidence. They're not playing with confidence on that end.
Scott didn't like the backcourt, but it was. Pretty good view of it here.
It was?
His back heel hit the midcourt stripe. It was the backcourt violation. Panthers have it, and it's 10:15 to go in the half. Mayberry gets bumped to the free throw line.
Ball
swatted by Colby James. Ahead to Rogers. Rogers in traffic, lays it up, missed it short. Rebound and a foul on Colby. That's his third. And he gets it with a minute left to go in the half. Colby playing with a lot of emotion right now, and he'll pick up his third foul. Panthers leading by 10 with a minute to go in the second quarter. Panthers getting to the Bears here a little bit.
Yeah, they are. I don't know what Coach Forrest is going to do at halftime. What's he going to say?
Wow. Mayberry right side. He'll dribble to the logo, and now it'll take off to the basket. No good. He's fouled by Stewart. Mayberry will go shoot 2. Good move by Mayberry. Backed out like he's just going to run clock, and then he takes off to the basket.
Or he shoots it.
Just catches the Bears flat-footed.
Yep. He shoots 3s from out there, too.
He does. Thompson getting ready to check in. Mayberry's free throw is good. Quick substitution for Mountain Grove. Caleb Partner comes in. Coach Openshaw keeping those guys rotating. I don't think Mayberry's left the game. Second free throw is good. 31-19. Panthers by 12. They've outscored the Bears 17-7 in the second quarter. 40 seconds left to go until halftime. Rogers crosses midcourt. Picked up by Emory Stewart on the right side. Takes a jab step to Alonis Thompson, left side for Rogers. Up top, Wilbank. Thompson. Colby on the bench. Bears got to finish the half without him, and they throw it through the hands of Thompson. Turnover on the pillow. Gardner to Henry with 15. And the Panthers will probably play for the last shot. 10 seconds. Shannon underneath, puts it up, rims out. Wilbank with the rebound with 5. Jace with 3, with 2, with 1. Three-pointer is a buzzer. It's out. Oh, halfway in, came back out, and the Bears will go to the locker room, trailing Grove 31-19. Come back and talk about it in 3 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Welcome back to the Brent Colley Court. Mountain Grove leading Little Springs 31-19 at halftime. In the first time these two teams played at halftime, the Little Springs Bears led by 12 points, 42-30. So there you go. No offense for the Bears tonight.
Yeah, it's been a rough night. We didn't see much offense at Ava.
No.
Either poor shooting, and that's just kind of continued. You know, we talked about that before the game, you know, turning the page and kind of bouncing back from that kind of game, and it looks like Bears experiencing a little hangover.
Didn't turn
from
the page.
From that rough outing.
Nope.
At Ava, and they've been frustrated and kind of let Mountain Grove get to them,
yep.
I think.
Yep, I think it's been a head game all the way. Here's the way the scoring went for the Mountain Grove Panthers in the first half. Well, I didn't figure it up, so that's my fault. 15 points for Mayberry. He leads all scores in the ballgame. And really, Mayberry has taken it to the Bears all night long. He's committed some turnovers, but points, and he's just a good ball player. I know at the beginning of the year they were talking about Henry and how good he was, the senior, but I think Mayberry has actually taken the star status away from Henry, and Mayberry has become the player for Mountain Grove. We saw that when we watched him in the Mountain Grove tournament, watched him play. Mayberry,
oh, yeah.
He was the key then, and he is tonight as well. Outside of that, scoring for Mountain Grove is Unger with 2, Shannon with 3, Eastep with 2, Henry with 2, DeVeers with 3, Emory with 2, and Allen with 2. So you can count up how many different people scored, and it's 8 different scores for the Mountain Grove Panthers, but predominantly Mayberry. They did turn the ball over 10 times. We knew they would, but, hey, they're winning by 12. For the Willow Springs Bears, who are in a frustration zone, I would say, they are led by Rogers with 8, and it's Cooley James with 6. Brady James with 2, Stewart with 3, and the Bears turned the ball over 4 times in that first half, and the Bears were outscored 17-7 in a critical second period in which they just couldn't do anything.
Another half to go. Bears trailing by 12 here at halftime. We've got lots more basketball coming up in the next 2 weeks. Next week will be the last week of the regular season. We'll be in Gainesville tomorrow afternoon, probably about a little after 2 o'clock probably for that broadcast between the Bears and the Gainesville Bulldogs. That's a rescheduled game. And then the Bears will play Kabul here on Tuesday. That'll be senior night here at Mumford Gym. And then next Friday night they'll be at Houston. The boys district tournament will start the following week. The Bears have the 4 seed. And they will take on Seymour, the 5th seed. Seymour was the very first game of the year, and the Bears lost that game. So it'll be a rematch. And that'll be a 4:30 start on Tuesday, the 20th of February. Winner of that game gets the top seed, and one of the best teams in the state in the Thayer Bobcats. For the Lady Bears, they've got a couple more games left next week. They've got a home game against Cabool on Monday. And then Thursday, they'll be in Houston. We will have that broadcast for you, the Lady Bears and the Lady Houston Tigers on Thursday. And then the girls' district, Willow is the 3 seed, and they will take on the Conway Bears, the 6 seed, on Monday the 19th of February at 7:30. Winner of that game, that's only a 6-team girls' district, and that's at Seymour, which is weird. The girls' district is at Seymour, and the boys' district is at Houston, but whatever.
One fewer team.
And there's only 6 teams
in the girls' side. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, it is what it is. Yeah. And the teams, yeah, I mean, there's several different teams.
Is there a deal made between Houston and Seymour? You get one, we get the other?
Maybe.
You
know, I don't know.
That's the only thing I can think of. I don't know.
Lady Bears will play Conway, and then the winner will play Liberty. The 2 seed got the bye. And if the Lady Bears play Liberty again, I think that'll be like the fourth time they played them this year. So haven't beat them yet. Maybe they're hanging out for the for a chance to district. So lots more basketball in the next 2 weeks, and then we'll shut it down. But hopefully the Bears can mount a comeback here in the second half. They're out here shooting and getting ready to go, and we are too. We'll be back in 1 minute for the start of the third quarter. Mountain Grove leading Willow 31-19 at the half. Listen to Bear Basketball on KUKU.